says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are surviving at the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm located up here in North Dakota. And here we go for our June 23rd edition, 2020, of the Trump Phenomenon. This is a live show, 1 hour, from 9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturdays. We skip Saturdays and Sunday. Monday through Friday, Saturday we skip. Sunday we come back at 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, discussing all things Trump. And you're invited to participate at 800-313-9443 with your phone call. You will be heard. That's what my 8-year-old, well, when he was 6 or 7, he said heard. You know, those little guys, I love it how they make a past tense out of anything by just adding ED. So seed, heard, anyway. You can be heard. When you call that number, 800-313-9443, by vast hordes of Trump supporters, the huge Trump army that's out there and that the left-wing media is constantly pretending is much smaller than it is. The lying fake news media, the sacks of garbage, the pukes. As Donald Trump says, these are the worst people in the world. As he scans his arm back and forth from left to right at the camera crews in front of him, the talking heads, the lying sacks of garbage of the media. Anyway, you know they're lying because their lips are moving. Anyway, another example of that phenomenon. I'm just loving this today. This is kind of the funnest piece of information. For me today, was the Bubba Wallace story out of Talladega, Alabama. I'm sure you followed this. The Bubba Wallace, the only black driver in NASCAR, and he has discovered major national news story, international, worldwide. Bubba Wallace has discovered another racist noose. Yes, a noose in his garage at Talladega. Oh my God, the depths of racism that America has achieved. The degradation. We are really bad people. We white folks, we really need to feel bad about ourselves. Oh, our wickedness. Well, okay, now let's update here. Oh, and then, wonderful. You see all of these self-righteous pukes on the left. They're having this giant walk-a-thon down the track at Talladega, with Bubba Wallace's car leading, several hundred people marching solemnly, heads bowed, and the shame, the disgrace, like a funeral procession for America. Oh, the noose, yes, the noose, again, the noose. Yes, white people, what are white people? What is a white person? A white person is a person who wants to lynch black people. That's what a white person is. We all know that. Well, how do we know that? Well, we don't. None of us actually know anybody like that, but the media tells us that's what we all are. So like dumb bunnies, unfortunately, a significant percentage of us believe that crap. Okay, so let's update the story. The FBI sends 15 agents from Washington to Talladega to investigate the noose. The noose. Oh, the noose. Oh. So then the 15 FBI agents walk around the garages at Talladega. Now, this is amazing that the truth actually appeared. They walk around the garages at Talladega, you know, scores of garages for all the cars. And, you know, Bubba Wallace is the only black driver in the circuit. These are all white guys. This is a very white sport. The stands are full of white fans. It's a white sport. Duh, you know. Little. The NBA is a black sport. NASCAR is a white sport. Duh. So, of course, NASCAR is racist. Well, they walk around all these garages, and here's the... They look up there on the left-hand side of every garage is a cord with a loop in it that the mechanics use to pull the overhead door down and to let it up. Every single stall. OMG. And that's the noose that Bubba Wallace noticed in his garage and made a national story and pontificated and moralized and talked down to all the rest of us in fake horror. Once again, another fake news story. Pure BS. And do you think the news is going to make a big story, a big retraction, a big apology? Oh, forget about it. That's not going to happen. And this happens over and over and over again. Do you think all the hundreds of people that were marching down the track in their disgust at America, I'm surprised they didn't burn American flags. What's wrong with them? Or find a statue to pull down. Maybe George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. How about Andrew Jackson? All these disgusting white people. So it's the pull rope, the pull cord on the overhead doors. I am loving it. And folks, that's it. That's the whole story. Enough said. All of these racist incidents amount to the same, that story right there. Anyway, this is one of those fortunate ones where, you know, we find out the truth. Anyway, that to me, that was the fun for today. Let's take a look here. The president, of course, his Twitter account has grown by at least 100,000 more people because Twitter on the page admits 100,000 more followers to the Trump page. And the president was in Arizona today to commemorate the completion of more than 200 miles of border wall. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump knows how to build things. This is beautiful wall, beautiful construction to the highest standards. And let's see if we can't get a little audio from the president at the border. Let me try this clip right here.
And I'm thrilled to be in Yuma, Arizona. They've treated me very nicely in Arizona, so we're very happy about that, Mr. Governor, right? to commemorate the completion of more than 200 miles of powerful border wall. We're on pace to complete 450 miles by the end of the year and 500 miles almost immediately thereafter. We may even have the 500 miles by the end of the year. We're doing a real job. The Army Corps of Engineers, I want to thank them. They've been incredible. This is the most powerful and comprehensive border wall structure anywhere in the world. It's got technology that nobody would even believe between sensors and cameras and everything else. And I'm thrilled to be in Yuma, Arizona. They've treated me very nicely in Arizona, so we're very happy about that, Mr. Governor, right? To commemorate the completion of more than 200 miles of powerful border wall, we're on pace to complete.
Now, sorry, that started to loop. I was so mesmerized, I wasn't noticing. Now, here's the president talking to young Americans in Arizona at Turning Point. The Turning Point, tremendous college organization. I believe we're going to hear the president live right now. This is not live, but it did just happen.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. But the radical left, they hate our history, they hate our values, and they hate everything we prize as Americans, and we're right. Because our country didn't grow great with them. It grew great with you and
nice.
Your thought process
nice.
And your ideology. The left-wing mob is trying to demolish our heritage so they can replace it with a new repressive regime that they alone control. They're tearing down statues, desecrating monuments, and purging dissenters. It's not the behavior of a peaceful political movement. It's the behavior of totalitarians and tyrants and people that don't love our country. They don't love our country. The left is not trying to promote justice or equality or lift up the downtrodden. They have one goal, the pursuit of their own political power for whatever reason, but that's their goal.
Now, that's beautiful. This is the president today. And again, I say to any doubters out there, just listen to the turns of phrase the president uses. These are young people. Turning Point USA is the premier. Charlie Kirk is the head of it. You've seen him on TV. Young guy. He's wonderful. Patriot all the way. And Turning Point USA is on, I think, over 1,500 college and high school campuses. This is a big deal. This is a big piece of the Donald Trump movement that he talks about when he says we're one big, beautiful movement. So he's talking to them in Arizona today. Very important. You can hear the enthusiasm of these young people in the audience. And notice the turn of phrase he used there. He said, what built America, what made America great, was your thought process. Never heard anybody say it quite that way. This is a deep thinker. He's recognizing that it's the ideas in the minds of patriots like these young people in front of him that made America, and these left-wing pukes, like the ones that were marching with Bubba Wallace at Talladega to protest the noose, they had nothing to do with building America. Nothing. They've been tearing it down all the way. This is wonderful how deep a philosopher this man of action is.
It really seems to be their goal or their sickness. And if you give power to people...
Again... Deep. He's like Tucker Carlson. The goal of their sickness. We've never had anybody talk this way to us. The goal, even Tucker is not that blunt. The goal of their sickness. That's more blunt than Tucker Carlson. More blunt than any major political figure in your or my lifetime. Hopefully not the last.
People that demolish monuments and attack churches and seize city streets and set fire to buildings, then nothing is sacred and no one is safe. We stopped them last night. Do you see that? Andrew Jackson.
These young people are ready to stop them.
And brought some to jail. And others are going to jail.
Others are going.
The problem we have is states. They're weak. They're weak. Many of the governors, many of the mayors, you see what's going on. And it's, by the way, just so you understand, it's all liberal Democrat states. Could you imagine if Sleepy Joe ever became president, this country would be a mess. They would rip down everything, everything. Sleepy Joe. And he wouldn't call the shots. Well, he would have nothing to do with it. Lock him in the Oval Office. Let's just do what we want to do. That's why, and you know, today he's with Obama, President Obama. It only took him how long? A year and a half to endorse him? What did it take, a year and a half to endorse him? Even after he won, he didn't endorse him for a long time. And he's fighting for Sleepy Joe. You know, he really feels strongly about it, so strongly that he was fighting. He wanted everybody to win, but Joe won. But if you remember in my campaign, he fought harder than Crooked Hillary. President Obama fought me harder. He said, you cannot let him win. You cannot this. He was all over the place. I said, this guy's spending all of his time campaigning against me. Who won? That's right.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking at this audience now. This is the first time I've seen the audience. These are beautiful, young, high school and college people. Absolutely beautiful. Looks like the stands at Talladega, only younger.
And don't forget, I'm only here because of him and Biden. I'm only here because of them, because if they did a good job, we wouldn't have been here. There would have been no reason. So I'm only here because of President Obama and the job he did, and Sleepy Joe Biden, and the job that he didn't do, other than he did a good job for his son. A good job for his son. No, but I'm only here because of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. People were very unhappy. The fake news doesn't report it. They were very unhappy. There was tremendous dissent, tremendous anger. A lot of people in this audience, I can tell you. But
now, by the way, this audience is packed. I don't know how many people are in the whole audience, but it's big. They're packed. They're not distancing, social spacing. They're not wearing masks. They're in Arizona. To hell with that crap. So Donald Trump, this is the second event where, and we haven't seen this. Nobody's doing national events. No businesses or industry have the balls to have a convention or a conference. They don't have balls. They're cowards, gutless cowards in corporate America. So Donald Trump is leading the way. His rally in Oklahoma, and now this is a rally in Arizona. And everything's normal.
We're here today to declare that we will never cave to the left wing and the left wing intolerance. We will never surrender to mob violence. And we will uphold American freedom, equality, and justice for every citizen of every background. Very strong. That's who we are. That is what we believe. And that is why we must prevail on November 3rd. We have to prevail. Get out there.
Oh, this is a big crowd.
So we're honored to be joined by a great gentleman, a great governor of this state. He won by a lot.
Okay, we'll skip that and come in much later in his speech, right after this break. You don't want to miss this.
Speed fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, here we are doing our thing. Don't want no handout living. Don't want a part of anything they're giving. I got a song to say. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Folks. Hey, Turning Point USA there in Arizona, a beautiful young woman. I missed her name. She just did a testimonial of her experience of cancel culture that attacked her. She went to Northwestern University in Louisiana. Anyway, these young people are on fire. Now, listen to this. This is an event that occurred today. Thousands, 1,500 chapters all over America. This is a movement, folks. Young people. Donald Trump loves Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk, you see him on Fox, on the good parts of Fox all the time. Listen to this young lady. Listen to the cheers of the crowd as the president returns to the podium after these kids gave their testimonials.
So I want to encourage you all to stand firm in your beliefs. We need truth. We need hard, cold facts and truth now more than we ever have before. And we are so blessed to have a president who stands on the front lines, walks through the fire every day to fight for our God-given American freedom.
Listen to the size of that crowd.
Do not apologize to the mob. And thank you, President Trump, for never apologizing to the mob, for always standing firm, for being here for the American people, and for fighting for our best interests, because you are the change that we need to see in America. Thank you.
Wow. Beautiful young woman. Articulate. And it must just warm the president's heart to see all these curious, here's the president.
Thank you, Reagan. That was beautiful. You know, as your story reminds us, Reagan, true courage is defying the left's orthodoxy, not submitting to, we don't submit. Nobody should be submitting because we're winning and we're going to win, but you don't submit. The fake news, progressive companies right there, they're right back there watching us. And other institutions merely towing the left-wing line have sacrificed their intellectual credibility and professional integrity. They have very little integrity left. Some of them have none.
Nice.
You're the ones taking real risks. You're showing real guts and making a virtuous stand. With the rise of social media, massive multinational tech companies have tried to clamp down on American democracy. That even means on me. And as everyone knows, they're using their enormous power to silence conservative voices. You know that. It's not even close. I don't even think they're hiding it anymore. To protect our democracy, I signed an executive order to remove legal protections for social media companies that unjustly censor American citizens.
Nice. Nice. Remove the legal protections for these bastards of Facebook, Twitter, Google.
The radical left is also working to eliminate free speech on our college campuses. With us today is Nia Moore, a student at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, who has experienced persecution firsthand. Nia, please come up, please.
Okay, I'm going to skip around a little bit here. I've not heard this speech. Let me go. I'm going to go back on the timeline.
And other countries that have done very well with.
I'm going to go right in the middle.
We unleashed the medical.
I'm going to go.
Years ago, we just created another branch. That's one of many, many things. We'll go over a few of them. But many, many things. So the Air Force was the last one. That was 75 years ago. The Air Force, 75 years ago, we just created another branch. We're going to have a general, a nice general. We have right now on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, a full deal. And that's a great honor because space is going to be very important. At first, they smiled when I came up with the idea. I never talked about it on the campaign.
Isn't that interesting? It was Donald Trump alone who came up with the idea of a space force. It's brilliant. Brilliant. And he has made it happen. Like nobody even noticed. No one pays it. The media doesn't want to even notice it. But it came out of Donald Trump's, between his ears and that wonderful orange, we call it orange hairdo. It's not really orange. Golden maybe. Right out of that noggin. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John.
Big Bad Donald John Trump. Well, let's listen to Big Bad Donald John Trump today. More important to listen to him than to me, that's sure. So let's listen to some more. This is an amazing speech. I didn't realize how important this was going to be. I just am grasping it here as we all listen to it. This is the president at 38 minutes into his speech. And listen to him. There's a very big phrase he uses here, very powerful. He says, the long, slow surrender is over. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Listen to the man himself say it. Now, all that cheering you're hearing right there, that's for Kayleigh McEnany, Donald Trump's wonderful new press secretary. The young people, she's a very young-seeming person. I think she's very young, actually. They love her. And I think she's the one that actually has a husband who's a left-wing puke. Her own husband. I mean, it's kind of exciting. A lot of these kids must feel this tension of having some, you know, professors around them that are left-wing pukes, fellow classmates, and the president just saluting these young people. Listen to him. They're cheering Kaylee right now. Boy, is she beautiful.
Everyone's doing well. Our press secretary, these press secretaries. I mean, Sarah's going to be the governor of Arkansas pretty soon, I hope. Sean's got his own show, and this one here, she could run whatever the hell she wanted. But I said, don't run. Don't run. Just stay here. We like the job you're doing. No, we're doing great. I stood up to China like no other administration in history. For decades, they've ripped us off. They ripped us off like nobody. And I charged them a little thing called massive tariffs. We took in billions and billions of dollars. They devalued their currency. And, you know, they like to say our people paid. No, no, no. Our people didn't pay. They devalued their currency in order to pay it. And they also put money out there. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to sell their product. But what happened for many years, there's nobody ever that ripped off the United States like China. Nobody. 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 So now we did a deal, but you know, the ink wasn't dry when the plague flew in. The ink wasn't dry. The deal was great. Everybody was happy. I was thrilled. $250 billion worth of purchases over a short period of time. All great. But the ink wasn't dry, and we got hit by the plague, so I'm not too happy about that. But the long, slow surrender is over, because today and every day we are putting now America first. America comes first.
There you go, folks. That is the essence of Trumpism right there. The long, slow surrender is over. America first, America comes first. Beautiful nationalism. What a beautiful to hear. Now, this is important. We had the great event in Tulsa that the left is trying to downplay and besmirch and tangle it up. You know, there were some seats that were empty, blah, 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 blah. Of course, these the pukes of the left, the terrorists, which is what they are, obviously kept a few people away. 12,000 people were there. That's a bigger rally than Joe Biden will ever see in his life. And now this one in Arizona. So two in a row now. He's got the train chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug-a-chug. The wheels are turning, folks. And that big diesel is getting up to, not steam, getting up to speed.
We sparked a revolution in domestic energy production, and the United States is now the number one producer of oil and natural gas anywhere on planet Earth. America, as of a couple of years ago, is no longer energy dependent. We are now energy dominant.
Beautiful. Now, the audience in this is a big audience, folks. They are sitting cheek to jowl. They're actually squeezed up against each other in this auditorium. It's wonderful. Wonderful to see. Ha, ha, make my day.
And because our energy use went down so much during this pandemic, it was a very, very bad period of time, because we have 10 million jobs, energy jobs, and now we have the oil price up where it should be, and yet people are paying very little for gasoline. That's like the perfect thing, right? That's the perfect thing to do. And I signed groundbreaking criminal justice reform, which nobody...
Now he's doing this. He's on the campaign trail here. So he's going over the description of his achievements, extraordinary, amazing achievements, and he's now campaigning. But this is an important, important event. Let me go over here. Let's go up to his I'm actually playing this off of the President Trump's Twitter account. I'm going to refresh the page here, just see if he's got a new tweet. Well, yeah. 18 minutes ago. I love this stuff. 18 minutes ago. So he must have returned from Arizona, I'm guessing, or maybe he's tweeting on Air Force One. Big victory, he writes, 18 minutes ago. To you. This is to you. And all 82.4 million followers and more. Federal court upholds hospital price transparency. Patients deserve to know the price of care before they enter the hospital. Because of my action, they will. This may very well be bigger than healthcare itself. Congratulations, America. Now, it is that important. What the president is such a genius, just a genius. What he recognized here is that one of the reasons we have ridiculously high prices in healthcare is that the prices are never published. They're like confidential. You as a patient have no ability to compare. The free market is thwarted by the medical establishment. You need to be able to see prices of doctors, of dentists, of procedures, so you can do what capitalism does. You can shop. You can compare. And the president has made this possible, and a federal court has upheld his, I guess it's an executive order or it's a memorandum on hospital price transparency. The effect of this will be what? It will greatly drive down prices in healthcare. Imagine if you went to the supermarket and all the prices were a national secret. You were not allowed to see prices. You had to fill your cart and then go to the check stand, and it's a big fat surprise, whatever the hell they're going to charge you. No. Instead of getting out of the supermarket for $50, it would be $150. The practicality of this great businessman and builder, man who knows how to do things, is apparent in this law. Let me look over here to the calling board. I don't see any callers, so you're welcome to try. 800-313-9443. I'll put you on the air. Let's just see what else we've got here that's a treat today. Here he puts up, President Trump will not let thugs, that's what our opponents are, thugs. And I love how he calls them that, destroy America's monuments. Let's hear him talking on that exact topic.
Last night in Washington, we heard they were going to take down the statue, Washington, D.C., the statue of Andrew Jackson, a beautiful statue in Lafayette Park.
One of Donald Trump's favorite.
Mark Meadows is here.
One of the president's most admired predecessors, Andrew Jackson. If you'll remember, way back when, seems like it is a long time ago. I don't know if it was in the primaries or at the beginning of his presidency. He was visiting Nashville, Tennessee, and right outside of Nashville is, near the airport, is the Hermitage, which is Andrew Jackson's ancestral home, which is a beautiful national monument. I'm sure that the pukes of the left want to storm out there and tear it apart. Anyway, the president made a point of visiting Andrew Jackson's home as president, just to appreciate Andrew Jackson. So now he's talking about Andrew Jackson, whose equestrian statue faces him every day right across in Lafayette Square Park, right outside the north gate of the White House.
You heard about it. I heard about it. We sent people there, and law enforcement did an incredible job. They ran into that place, and we were minutes away. It was a sneak attack, and now we've enacted an act.
Minutes away from losing the statue, folks. They had ropes on it. They were pulling it from both sides. They were going to rock the statue, which very effectively would have taken it off the pedestal, and it would have been destroyed.
A very specific statue and Monument Act that puts people in jail for 10 years if they do anything to even try to deface one of our monuments or statues. So
I like it. 10 years. I like it. Thank you, Mr. President. 10 years for these punks.
We have numerous people in prison right now. Others are going there. And we're going to look at that from a standpoint of retroactivity. We can go back and look at some of the damage they've done. But largely it's state damage because the states have been very weak, extremely weak in protecting their heritage and protecting their culture. So the states are going to have to take care of themselves. But we're there to help. If they want, we'd gladly help. But the federal statues, monuments, buildings, various things that we have, including if you look at the Jefferson Memorial, or the Lincoln Memorial, they want to take down George Washington. How about that one? That's a new one. We heard that the other day. George Washington. I don't think we'll let that happen, Doug, right? I don't think we're going to let that happen. But George Washington and so many others, I really don't even think, frankly, they know who they're taking down. I think they just want to do things for bad purposes. So, and these aren't protesters. These are agitators and others. So we've taken a very strong stance, and it won't be happening federally. If it does, they're going to pay a very big price. And they know that it won't be happening with the federal statues and monuments.
Now, if I'm a left-wing puke and I'm attending my left-wing puke meeting tonight and we're planning on taking down a statue, I'm going to ask, is this a federal or a state property that we're going to deface tonight? And, you know, if I'm a left-wing puke and I have my choice between a federal property where Donald Trump is going to come down on you, he's going to come down on you, or a state property, I'm going with a state property where some weak governor is in charge.
Washington, we...
There you go. So that from the president. And let me find another Jim here. He puts up a chart of coronavirus deaths of the Kung flu. And we've got a caller here, a great caller, Richard in Austin. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Hey, how's it doing, James? Yeah, I just got a quick comment about a young man named Floyd Chapman. He's the one that runs the Small Business Association. He's been out in the Chamber of Commerce and the government for years, talking about how they're supposed to get 23% of all the fiscal policy money. And once Trump taps into that, too, and starts giving the small businesses all the money that they need to get back up and running, and this is going to affect a lot of black businesses, too. Since Black Lives Matter, this is a good place for black leadership to start talking about the small business league or association, whatever you want to call it. But Floyd, Chapman is his name. Everybody look him up, Lloyd Chapman, because he does a lot of interviews, but he's been ignored over the years. And they stole literally over $2 trillion every year or so gets stolen from the small businesses. And he's got it all documented. It's not somebody just running off random numbers. He can detail everything. And I also just wanted to say, if we keep this up, tearing down statues, we're going to have to go to the pyramids, because that's where established slavery, racism got started, really, on a grand scale. That's pretty much all I got to say.
Well, those pyramids are pretty tough to tear down.
Really?
Good luck. Yeah, good luck, guys, on tearing down the pyramids. I'm looking at, you mentioned that. Some of what you mentioned is reflected. The president puts out a tweet today. He retweets a gentleman named Alan West. And let me just play this. I've got a second here. If you'll listen in with me, Richard, we're going to listen to the president's tweet. It's a retweet of Mr. Alan West. So let's listen in.
Hey, And greetings, everyone. Lieutenant Colonel Alan West here. I want to have a frank discussion about something. And to all you dads out there, I just want to say happy Father's Day. Hopefully you enjoyed a great Father's Day. But that led me to think about something. You know, we've got this organization out there called Black Lives Matter, and they're running around all over the place. As a matter of fact, they've raised some $464 million all across the United States of America, $50 million right here in the great state of Texas. I think they're just extorting corporations and businesses. Why? Why are we so afraid of this organization? Because really, as a proud black man, and I know some people out there want to say that if you don't vote a certain way, you're not really black. Well, I think Joe Biden said you ain't black. I was born in a blacks only hospital in February of 1961. I grew up in the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia, the old Fourth Ward neighborhood, produced Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So I know a little bit about being black. And this organization has nothing to do about being black. It has nothing to do with any of the issues that are facing the black community. As a matter of fact, how many young black kids don't have a father in the home right now? Could not wake up and go and say to someone, Happy Father's Day, Dad. And those policies, what has destroyed the black family, all came from the progressive socialist left. That's who Black Lives Matter is focused on. They're not focused on the issues in the black community. They're not focused on the decimation of the black family. When I was born, it was almost 77% a two-parent household in the traditional nuclear black family, man and woman in the home. As a matter of fact, when you go to Black Lives Matter's website, they talk about the traditional nuclear family being a representation of white supremacy. But yet, when you also talk about another issue that is facing the black community, yes, they get all upset about, quote unquote, police officers, white police officers shooting unarmed black men and killing black men. We were all appalled by what happened with George Floyd. But in 2019, there were only nine unarmed black men shot by police officers. Yet Black Lives Matter in the media wants us to believe it's a genocide out there. The real genocide is the 20 million unborn black babies have been murdered in the womb since 1973. Planned Parenthood was founded by an avowed white supremacist and a racist by the name of Margaret Sanger. Over 70% of Planned Parenthood clinics are located in black communities. Where's Black Lives Matter talking about that? They don't say anything about the decimation of the black family. They don't say anything about the murder of unborn black babies. They don't say anything about the educational freedom that we need to have in the black community. President Donald Trump gave a young black girl, a single parent home from Philadelphia, an opportunity scholarship. I've never seen Black Lives Matter stand up and talk for school vouchers or any programs such as that. That's the new civil rights issue of these 21st century in the United States of America. So Black Lives Matter, you guys don't matter to me. You guys truly don't matter to the black community. But what you are doing is a good job of extorting and shaming and guilt driving the white community into believing they need to wash your feet and kneel down before you or shine your boots. How insidious. I don't need anyone to do anything like that for me because I'm an American. I have privilege and I'm honored to be an American and a proud black man. So black lives, you don't matter. Because you don't stand for anything except the same old white progressive socialist ideological agenda that we will have nothing to do with. Peace out.
Hey, wow. That's the first time I've heard that, Richard. I'll tell you, that guy's smoking.
Oh, he covered a lot of ground. And I grew up in a family like that. All my sisters and brothers are scattered because their daddy wasn't there, which was my daddy. I didn't even know they existed until a couple of years ago. But yeah, I like him, but he's like I always say, you know, I hate to bring this up all the time, but he could have been saying that years ago, just like the 9/11 type stuff, and he waited for you guys to do it. He waited for RBN to do it and John Stadtmiller and everybody that works under him, like yourself. So that's the only reason why I would not really give him too big a round of applause, because they wait till it's real safe to say it. Like, he was in the military, he could have did like you. You're like Donald Trump and spoke on 9/11. He hasn't done that yet. So I hate to be too condemning, but I lost three jobs because I spoke up. About to lose the fourth one if I keep going. But anyway, yeah, I appreciate what he said.
Yeah, but, yeah. Now, just a little bit, folks, a little bit about Alan West. He's a retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, former member of the United States House of Representatives, a Republican, represented Florida's 22nd Congressional District from 2011 to 2013, deployed to Kuwait in 91, Iraq in 2003. He's been in Afghanistan. And let's see, let me just look down his biography here. He's running for the chairmanship of the Republican Party of Texas in 2020. And unfortunately, on May 23rd of this year, he was involved in a motorcycle crash. A car veered right into him head on. And it veered unexpectedly. It resulted in a collision between West and another motorcycle, airlifted to the hospital. But he looks like he's okay. And he was in the 2nd Battalion, 20th Field Artillery Regiment. He got a Bronze Star, Army Commendation Medal, and some other medals. So I'm liking Alan West a lot. How old is the man? He's a young fella, 59 years old, born in Atlanta. So that was fun to hear him. Now, and what the importance to this radio show, folks, of what Alan West just said is, who put that up on the web? Who also likes Alan West enough to feature him on his own Twitter account? What you just heard, I wasn't on Alan West's website. I was on Donald Trump's website. So, you know, and you know, you all understand, when Donald Trump retweets somebody or puts up somebody else's video, it's as if you might as well see Donald Trump's lips moving. He's saying everything Alan West just said. That's beautiful to me, Richard.
Right, it is to me too. I don't want to belittle the man, but like, say if he'd have did what Wesley Clark did, that would have been two speaking out, and then we would have had maybe four, and then millions of people would still be alive. That's all I'm saying. You know, it sounds like I'm undermining what he's saying, but I'm not. I'm saying Mark Twain said it best. I don't want to have to repeat it, but he said people with, you know, causes are first condemned, and, you know, and left hanging in the wind, basically, and then when basically. Certain other people come out.
We just ran out. We just ran out of time, Richard. I'll read it tomorrow night, folks. There's a tweet the president put up. You got to hear it. You'll fall out of your chair laughing, Richard, where he talks about washed up creepster John Bolton, who is a lowlife who should be in jail. His money should be seized.
I agree. In prison, he should get a quick military trial. That's what he should get.
Yeah, that's right. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I hope I remember to bring it in tomorrow night. I hope you come in, Richard. Good night to you there in Austin, and everybody else. We'll see you in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. Thank you, sir.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.